Good morning and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am so excited. But y'all, guess what? This morning, this is our first Career Prosperity Prayer Call of the year. So happy new year, you all. Happy new year. We are officially in 2026. And I don't know about y'all, but I am excited to be here. I thank God for bringing us and ushering us in to 2026. And the fact that we are here on this prayer call together and collectively going before the Lord and saying, Father, I need you. Heavenly Father, I need you. I need you to pursue what I've been called to do by you. I need you to do all that you need to do in my life to help me to become all that you have called me to become in my career journey, in my business journey, and in life in general. So I don't know where you're at, but let's just give it up for God for bringing us into a new year. We just declare and decree that health is our good health is our portion. Good financial health is our portion. Yes, we just praise God. We just thank God for just being with us in the midst, good or bad. God, we thank you for being there. All right. So you all, my friends, we're going to get into it this morning. And I'm just going to start off real quick because I know some of you all may be wondering, are we still in the I Won't Keep Quiet series? So listen, today we will not be in the Keep Quiet, I Won't Keep Quiet series, but the Lord shared with me that it's going to be ongoing. So as he gives it to me, I am definitely going to be sharing it with y'all. And even if he gives it to me throughout the week, I'm going to share, I'm going to just pop on live on my YouTube channel and just share what the Lord has shared with me in regards to that. Okay, so stay tuned. All right, so some of you all actually participated in the Global Prayerathon that I was a part of on New Year's Eve. It was absolutely phenomenal. If you did participate in it, you were definitely blessed by what was shared. And one thing I share on the Global Prayerathon is that I am on a mission to not just educate professionals to navigate strategically in their career of choice, but I am on a mission to educate professionals on how to become and strategically navigate as servant leaders in their careers of choice, or better yet, the career that God has divinely orchestrated for them. And so, all in all, I'm helping raise some servant leaders. When you come here as a professional on this Global Career Prosperity Prayer Call, you are saying, yes, I want to become the servant leader that God has called me to be. And so God, one thing I wrote down that I really wanted to share with you all this morning is that God allow us to be in the environment that brings out what you placed on the inside of us. So basically, God allow us to be in the environment that brings out the servant leader within us. And so this goes along with our theme from last week, how I was sharing that we need the Holy Spirit to invade the places that are dormant within us. The places that we don't even know, or the things that's within us we don't even know that we need. We know for a fact, right? The fact is, we have everything we need in order to become all that God has called us to become, right? That's a fact. But there are some things that lie within us that are dormant. So that's when we invite the Holy Spirit. Hey, Holy Spirit, come on now. I need for you to invade those spaces within me. So we just declare and decree this morning that the Holy Spirit will position us where we need to be in this season to pull out what God has placed on the inside of us. I'm going to say that again. Holy Spirit, position us where we need to be in this season. Position us in the right workspace. Position us at the right, in the right opportunity. Position us in the right company, around the right people. Yes, around the right people. We need to be in this season to pull out what God has placed on the inside of us. Woo. And God set the atmosphere in the environment that you have positioned us in. It's not enough to just be in the room. We want to be in the room, yes. But we just also declare and decree that God will set the atmosphere. He will set the atmosphere in the environment that he has positioned us to be in, right? And so whatever lies dormant in us, we just pray right now that God wake it up. Wake it up, God. Wake it up, Lord. I don't want it to be woken up by nobody but you, because I know when you have your hands on it, there is something powerful behind that. There is something powerful, and that we know when you wake it up, Lord, when you wake it up, Lord, listen, y'all, when God wakes it up, that is when we truly can start to experience the victory on the other side of what we may be experiencing that's not favorable to our situation, right? So we ask God right now to wake up what's inside of us, God, and show out and show up for us. Show us what's inside of us. Show us what's inside of us. Or in other words, God, reveal us to us. Or I want you to say this with me right now. God, reveal to me what's truly me. Or reveal to me how you see me. And that's a simple prayer, my friends. A simple prayer that we have been over time and time again, which is, Lord, help me to see what you see in me. I'm going to say that again. Lord, help me to see what you see in me. Also, another simple prayer is, Lord, help me to see me how you see me. So, Lord, help me to see what you see in me. And, Lord, help me to see how you see me. Simple prayer, my friends. Simple prayer for you to run with and for you to say on a regular basis as you are growing in your career journey, as you are growing spiritually mature, okay? That is a requirement in order for us to truly grow into the servant leader that God has called us to become in this earthly realm, okay? All right, so, oh my friends. I wasn't even recording. Oh, Lord. It's okay, though, because we on YouTube and YouTube is recording for us. All right, so I'm going to keep going. So I have a question for you all this morning. And the question is, what is something, what is something stopping us from seeing ourselves as God sees us and moving towards where he has called us or what he wants us to become in this earthly realm? What is something? It is the belief we don't have the capacity to do so. Okay, so what's something stopping us from seeing ourselves as God sees us and moving towards where he has called us or what he wants us to become in this earthly realm? The Lord dropped in my spirit real clearly that it's the belief we don't have the capacity to do so. Meaning we don't have the capacity to believe that we can even go to where God has called us to be or do what God has called us to do in this earthly realm, the capacity, right? And so I can't take for granted, my friends, that you understand what capacity even means. So of course I took the liberty to look up the exact definition, because when you look up the exact definitions of words, they be putting you in check, okay? And so capacity means the potential or suitability for holding, storing, or accommodating. So a large seating capacity. So basically when you go into like an auditorium, when you may go into the movie theaters or some room, each room or those types of rooms have some form of capacity, right? So in this case, it's a large seating capacity, meaning that space can hold but so many people. Or in other words, this place can hold what only 100 people can be in this place, right? So 100 is the capacity, right? Or the amounts that it can handle. Another definition, my friends, for capacity is an individual's mental or physical ability. So a sentence for that is, he has the capacity to handle this job. He has the capacity to handle this job, meaning he is mentally and physically fit to handle this job or to handle this task, to handle this calling, to handle. Do you see where I'm going with this, right? You have the capacity to handle it, all right? And so what the Lord dropped in my spirit is that some of us believe that we don't even have the mental or physical ability. We don't feel like we have the mental or physical ability to even handle the calling on our life, or to handle walking or pursuing purpose, or to handle pivoting in that career opportunity. We feel as though we don't quite have it all. But I just told y'all that the Lord gave us all that we need in order to become, all that we need in order to do what he has called us to do in this earthly realm. So my friends, we have the capacity. That is the good news this morning. We have the capacity, but it's up for us to really realize that. It's up for us to really believe that we have the capacity to do so, okay? And so this whole conversation brings me back to a masterclass that I do called Discovering the Ingredients of You, right? And so this next definition of capacity definitely describes that masterclass. And so it says the maximum amount or number that can be contained or accommodated. And the sentence is a jug with 1 gallon capacity. So basically there is 1 gallon. This jug is 1 gallon, meaning you know the max capacity to fill this jug up is 1 gallon, right? But my friends, if we are going to declare that God increases our capacity or expands our capacity, that means that God himself is going to basically enlarge, supernaturally enlarge what we think is 1 gallon to a gallon and a half, to 2 gallons, to 3 gallons. And we like, God, I thought I just had a gallon of capacity. But the good news, my friends, is that God can supernaturally expand what we thought we had. Come on now. What we thought we had into not just 1 gallon, but to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 gallons. God is saying, you stuck on 1 gallon, my friend, but I got 10 gallons for you. I got 20 gallons for you. I got the most for you. But will you believe that God has that for you? And will you believe that you have what it takes to get to the 20 gallons, right? You believe right now, yes, you're at the 1 gallon and that's all you may have. But God said, nah, it's more for you in store. So if you believe that there is more for you in store, I need you to declare and decree for God to expand your capacity. God, expand my capacity. Expand my capacity. Expand my capacity. And so, going on with that, so now that we understand what capacity means, my friends, all right, now we understand what that is. Sometimes there is what we call hidden capacity, okay? Hidden capacity. So now that you understand what capacity is, when we say hidden capacity, let's go back to our example. We are at the, oh, we only believe we have 1 gallon of capacity, right? But God is saying, there's more for you, right? There's more for you. And so when we believe the more, or believe that there is more for us to do, sometimes we at the 1 gallon, we don't see what it takes to get to the 20 gallons of capacity that God has for us. So at that point in time, my friends, it's hidden. It's hidden from us. But as we grow into a relationship with God, God is going to reveal what was once hidden from us, or what we thought was hidden from us, right? So that's the hidden capacity. So this is an example, a true example, and I'm giving you an example from my experience, right? I didn't see myself leading prayer calls, right? I didn't see myself leading prayer calls like this. I didn't see myself educating people to be servant leaders, right? But that's definitely what God has called me to do as a career coach, as a leader in the professional development realm. That is what God has called me to do. And so I didn't see myself doing that. But guess who did? God did. I didn't see myself standing on global virtual stages, but God did, right? And so there's some things you don't see yourself doing. And that's what really, that's the hidden capacity, because God is saying, you have the capacity to do this. You have what it takes to do this, my child, but you don't see it right now. So what you don't see right now is hidden. That's the hidden capacity. And so, as I was saying, as you become and grow into closer relationship with the Lord, He will reveal to you and expand your capacity as you start to believe, as you start to really put one foot in front of the other. You will see like, ooh, I can do this. I have what it takes. I had what it takes. Took the whole time to do this. It's just now me actually believing that I can do it. It's me actually doing the thing. It's me actually setting up the prayer call time. It's me actually inviting you all out to be on this prayer call. It's me actually doing these on a consistent basis, right? And now I'm starting to see how God sees me, right? And this goes back to our simple prayer. God, help me to see me as you see me. Whew. God, help me to see me as you see me. And God, help me to see what you see in me. What you see in me, okay? And so, my friends, I had to really think about this. Because I said, you know, I didn't see myself leading prayer calls. I didn't see myself being on global virtual stages, but God did. And as you know, you take those steps, And as God gives you those, what I like to call God glimpses of yourself, you're like, God, I see myself doing this a little bit, but I really don't quite believe it. So I'm just going to, you know, take a little step. Honestly, that's what it takes, my friends. It takes that little step. It takes that little step. And so in order for us to really start to see what's hidden or the hidden capacity, I thought the first word I thought about was pruning. I said, God had to prune some things. God had to prune some things. And so what I mean by that, my friends, what is pruning? It's when our Heavenly Father removes what hinders spiritual growth, meaning sin or distractions, to make believers more fruitful and Christ-like, a process of purification and refinement, not punishment, okay? Not punishment, but it leads to greater spiritual maturity. Pruning, that is, leads to spiritual maturity, greater spiritual maturity, and bearing the fruit of the Spirit. So fruits of the Spirit, like love, joy, peace, discipline. It's a loving, purposeful action by God to help believers abide in Him and glorify Him. Okay? It helps believers, pruning. A purposeful action by God, my friends, helps believers such as ourselves abide in Him and glorify Him. Okay? And so the scripture that ties with that, my friends, where it talks about pruning is in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 2, which is talks about the vine and the branches, right? It says, I am, meaning God is, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me. And my friends, before I read more, this is in John, the book of John in the Bible, but it's also in red font. So everything in red font or red lettering, my friends, that is spoken by Jesus. So Jesus is saying, I am the vine. I am the true vine. And my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruits, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes. He prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. So going back to my example that I was sharing about myself and the transparency I was giving to you is that I didn't see myself as hosting prayer calls. I questioned God. I said, God, is this really how you see me? Is this really even what you want me to do to share with your people, to share the word with your people? And my friends, God had to prune some things for me in order for me to start to believe, in order for me to truly see. He had to prune things. He had to cut. He had to cut some things. I mean, like the word says, He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes. He prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Fruitful even more. And let's go back to our definition of a prune. It says remove what hinders spiritual growth. So God had to remove some things from me. He had to remove fear, or God had to prune fear from me. God had to prune timidness from me. God had to prune people bondage from me. And God ultimately had to transform my mind on how I see myself, on how I view myself, right? So I declare and decree that whatever is hindering you from going or pursuing what God has called you to do in 2026, my friends, I pray that God prunes you from the fear, prunes you from the timidness, prunes you from people bondage. And let me just explain what people bondage is. Is that's when you are just so fearful of what people may say about you. People are really holding you back from being all that you can be or being all that you have been called to become in this earthly realm. You're so stuck on what people's opinions are of you that you can't even move forward. Woo! That you can't even move forward, or you can't even write the book. You can't even apply for the job because you don't even think that you're qualified. Well, wow, when God has already given everything you need in order for you to do that job, to do that task. My God, yes. And yes, we have to exercise our wisdom and get maybe the certifications or upskill and do all those things. But as we as believers, we understand that God can supernaturally provide for us because he is Jehovah Jireh. So we understand that even though we are doing the thing, even though we are applying for the jobs, even though we're going on these interviews, even though we are networking, even though we are doing all that we need to do in order to truly get to the positions that God has called us to be in, God, we know that God has given us favor. So God will open doors no man can shut. God will open the doors for us. He will open the doors for us, not we ourselves, because we don't carry, as servant leaders, we don't carry a self-made mentality. We carry a God-made mentality. So it is not us working in our own strength. It is God working through us. It is God working through us, and God will orchestrate for us our career paths. He will orchestrate for us the paths that we need to take throughout our career journeys, throughout our business journeys, throughout life in general. He will orchestrate that for us, but we have to believe it, my friends, and believe it and truly ask the Holy Spirit to activate what it is within us to do it, to move. Invade those spaces within us, Holy Spirit, and remove or prune from us fear, prune from us procrastination, prune from us the timidness, prune from us goodness, the people bondage that we just talked about. Prune from us, Lord. Prune us and make it clear that it's you doing the cutting. It's you doing the cutting. It's not our friends, it's not our colleagues, co-workers, the managers, or whomever we may be reporting to, or whomever we may be serving in our leadership positions. It's not us ourselves. It is the Lord working through us. Amen and amen. All right. And so I really want to focus on fear this morning. Evict fear and how God can prune fear from us. And so before I get into that, though, I want you to understand that when we pray that God position us to where we need to be, I need you to also understand that God has chosen and appointed you. I think we talked about this last prayer call, but yes, God has chosen and appointed you. And I want to draw your attention to John 15:16. John chapter 15, verse 16. It states, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." And again, this is Jesus speaking. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you," meaning in Jesus' name, hallelujah, because we know that when we call upon the name of Jesus, whoo, there is something that happens, that something in the spirit breaks, something in the spirit moves, something in the spirit. Demons tremble. Listen, demons tremble when they hear the name Jesus. My God. So that means Jesus, the name of Jesus, who our Heavenly Father, is powerful, my friends. And that's all I'm going to say about that. It is powerful. So we're going to keep the name of Jesus on our tongue at all times. Hallelujah. And we're going to understand that it is God that has chose us and appointed us and put us in these positions so that we may go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, the Father will give you. And so when we talk about pruning fear, I thought about or God pruning fear from us, or in other words, evicting fear out of our life. I thought about the poem that I wrote in my book, Soul Ignition, some time ago. Soul Ignition. This is my book. I'm showing it on YouTube, y'all. This is my book. It's on sale on my website, theyoubrainacademy.com. So definitely go get it. But I wanted to read this poem to you all as we close out this morning. So it says, the eviction of fear in my life. Fear, you're just too much, causing me all this strife. I declare and decree you will not be a resident in my life. So fear, you must leave, because trust and believe you are not welcome here. So get out my ear. You bring me no cheer. Got me out here looking like a deer in headlights, like I don't have no direction. But how can I have no direction when I'm trusting in God to lead me into my destination? So fear, you see, you must be evicted out of my life, because I've been gifted, blessed by the best, and doused in anointing that is overflowing with testimony after testimony of God's grace and mercy over my life. So fear, you have no room here. Your time is up. I have too much to do, and I refuse for you to stop me from using the gifts God's bestowed in me. So even though I may not feel ready, I know I have all that I need to succeed and use my gifts in society and give God the glory. So I refuse to be sorry for letting you, yeah, you fear, stop me from reaching a life of prosperity for me and my family. So fear, this is your official eviction notice, because I'm through with you. Now, if you are through with fear and you are declaring that God will prune fear or prune you from fear, remove fear, evict fear out of your life, just declare and decree right now with me, God, evict fear from my life. Evict fear from my life. God, evict fear from my life. God, evict fear from my life. Like, really, say this and declare and decree this. God, evict fear from my life and prune me from all that is not of you that is within me. Prune me from all that is not of you that is within me, right? And so I just wanted to close out on that, because it was definitely timely and it was in line with what we were talking about this morning. So I pray that that message resonated with you all. I pray that you will replay this message and get it in your spirit and start to understand that God has already put everything you needed within you. And we just pray that by faith that God will definitely cut off what every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you all, let's close out in this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I ask that you bless them in their coming and their going, God, as they go throughout this work week, God. We ask that you place a divine hedge of protection around them, Lord. God, I ask that you dispatch our angels around the transportation that they may be taking to and from the office, God. And even if they are working remotely, God, we ask that you dispatch your angels around their homes, God, or around where they are working remotely, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for a blessed work week. We thank you for unexpected blessings, Lord. We thank you for opening doors that no man can shut, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine favor, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for allowing us to grow spiritually and removing what hinders us from growing spiritually, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for increasing our capacity, Lord. We thank you for revealing to us what may be hidden from us, Lord. God, we just declare and decree that, yes, right now we may be at the 1 gallon of capacity, but we know that you have more for us. We know that there is 20 gallons, there is 30 gallons of capacity. And God, we know that you will reveal it to us in due time for the exact time that we need it, God. You will reveal it to us. So God, we thank you. We thank you for truly being the true vine and cutting off every branch in us that bears no fruit, God. While every branch that does bear fruit, you are pruning so that we will be even more fruitful. God, we just declare and decree right now that you will evict fear out of our life, that you will remove the people bondage that we are in, God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can truly, truly be transformed in our mindsets, truly be transformed as individuals, God, in order to pursue what it is that you have called us to do. And Lord, we ask that you remind us that you chose us. You chose and appointed us to be in these positions. You chose and appointed us to make a difference. You chose and appointed us to impact our workplaces and workspaces, to impact our colleagues, God, and to ultimately have them asking, like, what is it about you that makes you so special? What is it about you and the way you walk and talk that they're looking at us, God? They're looking at us and wondering, what is it? What is it that makes us move and groove the way that we do? And all the while, it's you, Lord. It's you, Lord, shining through us. It's you, Lord, shining through us in order to draw your people towards you. So God, right now, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' name. And we just thank you for allowing us to see another year. And we just thank you for allowing us to pursue what you have called us to do. So give us the courage, God. Give us the courage and remove the fear and evict the fear out of our lives in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.